In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, on this Sunday after the Ascension, St. Alphonsus Liguori reminds us of the danger which human respect places to the gaining of our eternal salvation, and why we must therefore struggle against it most vigorously. In exhorting his disciples to be faithful to him under the persecution which they were going to endure, the Savior said, "The hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he does a service to God." Yes, the enemies of the faith believed that in putting Christians to death, they did a service to God. It is thus that many Christians of the present day act. They kill their own souls by losing the grace of God through human respect and to please worldly friends. How many souls has human respect sent to hell? "Woe to the world because of scandals," our Lord said. He has said that through the scandals of the wicked, many souls fall into hell. But how is it possible to live in the midst of the world and never be scandalized? It's not possible. St. Paul says, in order for that to happen, we would have to leave this world. In his first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 10. But it is in our power to avoid familiarity with scandalous sinners. Thus the apostle, St. Paul, adds, "But now I have written to you not to keep company with such a one, not as much as to eat with such a one." We should beware of contracting intimacy with such sinners. For should we be united with them in the bonds of friendship, we will feel an unwillingness to oppose their bad behaviors and bad suggestions. Thus, through human respect and the fear of contradicting them, we will imitate their example and lose the friendship of God. Such lovers of the world not only glory in their own iniquities, but, says the book of Proverbs, they rejoice in the most wicked things. What is worse, they wish to have companions and ridicule all who really try to live like true Christians and avoid the danger of offending God. This is a sin which is very displeasing to God, in which he forbids in a particular manner, saying in the book of Wisdom, "Despise not a man that turneth away from sin, nor reproach him therewith. Despise not those who keep at a distance from sin, and seek not to draw them to evil by reproaches and irregularity of life. For the Lord declares that for those who throw ridicule on the virtuous, chastisements are prepared in this and in the next life." The book of Proverbs again, "Judgments are prepared for scorners and striking hammers for the bodies of fools." They mock the servants of God. Well, God will mock them for all eternity. From the book of Wisdom, "The Lord shall laugh them to scorn, and they shall fall after this without honor and be a reproach among the dead forever." They endeavor to make the saints contemptible in the eyes of the world, and God will make them to die without honor, and shall send them to hell to suffer eternal shame among the damned. Not only to offend God, but also to endeavor to make others offend him, is truly an excess of wickedness. Unfortunately, there are many weak and pusillanimous souls who, to escape derision and contempt, they abandon the practice of virtue that they had taken up and give themselves up to a life of sin. After his conversion to living entirely for God, for his Catholic faith, St. Augustine wept for having associated with what he termed the ministers of Lucifer, and confessed that he felt ashamed that he had not been as wicked and shameless as they were. How many, to avoid the scoffs of wicked friends, have been induced to imitate their wickedness? Behold the saint, these people will say mockingly. Quick, give me a piece of his garment. It's going to be a relic. I'll keep it. How many also, when they receive an insult, resolve to take revenge not so much through passion as to escape the reputation of being cowards? How many are there who, after having inadvertently said something either against the Catholic faith or Catholic sensibilities, or just something indiscreet or imprudent, they neglect to retract what they've just said, as they're bound to do, and they neglect it through fear of losing the esteem of others? How many, because they are afraid of losing the good esteem of a friend, sell their souls to the devil? They imitate the conduct of Pilate, who through the apprehension, the fear of losing the friendship of Caesar, condemned Jesus Christ to death. Be attentive, therefore, dear faithful, for if we wish to save our souls, we must overcome human respect and bear the little embarrassments and confusion which can arise from the mockery of the enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Again, we hear this from the Book of Wisdom. For there is a shame that bringeth sin, and there is a shame that bringeth glory and grace. If we do not suffer confusion and embarrassment with patience, it will lead us into greater and greater sins. But if we submit to it for God's sake, it will obtain for us divine grace here below and the glory of heaven hereafter. As says St. Gregory, bashfulness or shyness is praiseworthy in evil, so it is reprehensible in good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.